Good afternoon. Vibes are up. We are doing well. How is everybody doing? Please comment, message me. If you guys would like to support my channel, there's a link to support me in my topics and opinions and the information I bring to light. I love you guys. I want to build this as big as I can. And do what I love to do, which is to, you know, analyze and figure out assess new technology, you know, news, spirituality. And I just wanted to say that real quick. But let's get into today's topic, which is different from normal. I guess big tech is doing a good job right now. If you notice, they are labeling and correcting people's information if they deem it to be, you know, partly false or kind of, you know, off the scale, and point, you know, give sites to more evidence-based research. So I think big tech has done a good job, because there are a lot of things on the internet that are inappropriate, and we're not even talking about the available internet, if you know what I mean. But Trump to Congress, this was just written about an hour ago. Trump to Congress, repeal Section 230 or I'll veto the military funding. I'm gonna veto it. He's got the power. It's posted just about an hour ago. So by Timothy B. Lee. President Donald Trump has been long spoken of big tech companies, and in recent months he's focused on Section 230. The 1996 Communications Decency Act that shields online platforms from liability for content posted by their users. So, obviously, pretty much every tweet Donald Trump has put out has been labeled as, has been given a site to get correct information, if you will. They have gone a little extra on him. And it seems like all the tech companies are cracking down on, especially stuff like COVID and the voter fraud thing. They are really not having it. So, and it just comes down to their belief, you know, and if these, people, you know, it's just really all, up to them if they want to label. It's not like they're taking them down. In some cases, things get taken down. I mean, like, some information that's just like an opinion based, but you know, at the end of the day, it's their platform, and you're able to spread, you know, you're able to gain, monetize, and do things on the platform. So, so when Trump called on the Federal Communications Commission to reinterpret the law, though it's not clear the agency has the power to do that, since then he has tweeted about the issue instantly. Tuesday evening, Trump ratcheted up his campaign against 230 in a tweet. He called the law a serious threat to our national security and election integrity. He warned that if the very dangerous and unfair Section 230 is not completely terminated as part of the National Defense Authorization Act, NDAA, I will be forced to unequivocally veto the bill. This is how, you know, checks and balances work. So, the NDAA is a massive spending bill that Congress passes each year to authorize funding for the military. This year's version, now under active discussion on Capitol Hill, is expected to cost around $740 billion. The NDAA is seen as a must-pass bill because no one wants to be blamed for holding up funding for the troops. So inserting language into it can be a way to pass proposals that might not stand on their own. But there's also a risk of a backlash, especially if a measure is seen as unrelated to the military. This may be why Trump has started claiming that Section 230 is a threat to our national security, since that would theoretically make it germane to a defense funding bill. So I do find it odd that they have this in this bill, but they're going to label it as something else. But, you know, in government, that's just how things work. If for people to get things done, they need to include their opinions and ideas, okay? So if there's opportunities to pass bills, if there's some, you know, an annual bill that's coming up, you know, however they can include the advancement into our society, they will, and that's what government and politicians do. That's what they're supposed to do. People just bicker and, you know, argue over what needs to be in it. That's just what it is. So Trump's campaign to repeal Section 230 appears to go beyond more tweets. The White House is reportedly telling members of Congress the same thing in private. The president is telling his 88 million Twitter followers that he will veto the NDAA if it does not repeal or at least overhaul Section 230. And so they're saying it could cause chaos in the internet. Section 230 has two key provisions. One states that an online service provider can't be treated as a publisher of content created by a third party. The second provision says that a provider can't be held liable for taking down content it considers to be obscene, lewd, lascivious, filthy, excessively violent, harassing, or otherwise objectionable. The inclusion of otherwise objectionable in this list gives online platforms essentially bulletproof protection against lawsuits for removing third-party content. Trump's focus on 230 seems to be driven by anger that online platforms, especially his Twitter account, has been labeled or removed his posts when they violate their policies. In May, Twitter slapped a warning label on Trump tweeting, exaggerating the risk of voter fraud. That's not too bad. The tweet's still there. Soon afterward, Trump signed an executive order asking the FCC to reinterpret Section 230. He's been tweeting angrily about the law ever since. So he's hoping to repeal it, and it would force Twitter to make a more hands-off approach. It's not really guaranteed. I mean, fundamentally, Twitter's right to label or remove tweets doesn't flow from Section 230. It comes from the First Amendment. That does not make sense. Twitter's right to label or remove tweets flow from to Section 30. It comes from the First Amendment. Like anyone else in American society, Twitter has a First Amendment right to decide what information it will host on its own website. So they're kind of twisting that right there. That statement is really stretched and bent and, you know, stuck into some sort of spin cycle where, because the First Amendment is free speech. So they're kind of really either just contradicting themselves, because Twitter taking down information is not a First Amendment right. That would be a right of like a, that's just like a general right to the company that, you know, they will not allow that. That's not a First Amendment right. That's just something companies do because they own the company. So saying Twitter has a First Amendment right to decide what information will host on its own website, that's not, the First Amendment right is free speech. So, I mean, I guess, is Twitter using their free speech to take down information? No, they're using their company policy to take down information. So, I mean, why are you mentioning First Amendment? You know, if anything, it's Trump's First Amendment to free speech. I mean, I like how they flag and give information to certain things, because there are things that he has said that has been difficult to, you know, understand. So don't get me wrong, but I'm just at the fact that he wrote it like this, saying that it's Twitter's First Amendment right to take it down. No, it's a company right that the company establishes. So he really wants this terminated. It's been in the books, you know, 230 has been on the books almost as long as the consumer internet has existed. There are very few precedents governing the liability of online platforms in a world without Section 230. The few precedents that did exist before the 1996 passage had held the platforms that moderated user content were more liable for that content than platforms that took a hands-off approach. This created a perverse incentive for platforms not to moderate user content at all. So one possible consequence of appealing 230 would be to force online platforms to take more hands-off approach to content moderation, including Trump's tweets. But it's hard to see how this would deter Twitter from labeling Trump's tweets as inaccurate, and it seems more likely that things would go in the opposite direction, that big platforms unwilling to give up moderation altogether would be forced to filter content more aggressively. Platforms that wanted to continue moderating might decide that they might need to take down anything that seems potentially libelous, like Trump's May tweet baselessly insinuating that television host Joe Scarborough murdered one of the employees. It's also impossible that courts would recognize the perversity of this 25-year-old rule and fashion a different set of liability rules that didn't penalize sites that made good faith attempts to remove objectionable content. In that case, predicting what rules would govern a post to Section 30 internet is difficult, but there's no reason to think it would force online platforms to become more accommodating to Republican politicians. So they're saying one thing is for certain, that this repeal would create a lot of uncertainty for U.S. internet businesses, not only online giants, but anyone who runs a blog with a comment section. Many sites might just shut down their comments. Members of Congress probably realize this, and they may refuse to throw the internet into chaos just to indulge Trump's anger at Twitter. They're saying he's not going to get what he wants, you know. A more serious proposal, and one that's reportedly getting serious consideration on Capitol Hill, comes from Senator Roger Wicker. His bill deletes the phrase "or otherwise objectionable" from 230. That means sites would only get immunity for content removal decisions if the removed content fell under the other enumerated categories, including content that is obscene, excessively violent, or harassing. Wicker also had a few categories to this, including promoting terrorism. So under this proposal, sites still couldn't be considered the publisher of material submitted by third parties. And the Wicker bill wouldn't make removing any types of content illegal. It just wouldn't offer immunity for any takedowns as current law does. And in most cases, it's simply not illegal for a website owner to remove third-party content, even if they do in a manner that arbitrary or politically biased. Twitter would probably still have the right to remove Trump's tweet if it wanted to, and it could certainly continue adding labels to debunking Trump's claims. So they're going to think that Congress is going to ignore these threats. He's only got 2 months left, so this is really all about, I've heard a lot of discussion about the labeling and, fact checking and stuff. But as a company, as a platform, think about how many users are on your platform and think about how many information. I mean, Mark Zuckerberg created that platform. He has created that. I mean, not to go into karma, but he's created something so good, and, you know, there's potential for it to be, you know, he's going to get a lot of good karma from what he did. It connects so many good, positive stuff on it, you know. But that's why he's taking these actions to, you know, submit fact checks and other information. I do think there are glitches. Like, for instance, I posted something on my Instagram, an article, and it involved... It was, the word just said COVID-19, and so they said it was a completely different thing. It had nothing to do with it, but for some reason this website had like a little, you know, some sort of like warning, or I mean not a warning, it just literally just said the words, and they labeled it, you know, for more information go here. So, you know, I do think there could be glitches, or the algorithm is just searching for things. But I mean, this is what you should do as a company. This, you need to monitor what's going on, because so, you know, I think they're doing the right thing, but the Republicans are really pressing these people. They're pressing Google CEOs and Zuckerberg, and really trying to figure out what's going on. I mean, it's not it's pretty obvious that a lot of big tech is liberal, and I would even say going as far as, you know, reaching out to their own sort of power, but they're really just controlling their company's, you know, content. You know, you can't let people just say things, and, you know, you can really mold someone's mind by the internet of reading things. And so it's important to get, that's why they're doing this. This is why they do that. That's why Instagram does it. You know, Twitter, YouTube takes down stuff. You know, I mean, people do question, you know, why do they have the power? They have the power because they created the platform, and they've created all these people that want to use it because they can monetize and they can share information and feel, you know, whatever they want to feel. And so it's their policy. If they feel like they have evidence and, you know, that the information is wrong, they're going to label a fact check on it. That's just what's going to happen. But let's see, why would it affect the internet if it goes through? I mean he does have the power to veto it. I mean, I don't, you know, so but let's see why. What is the Section 230? You know, what is... Because I didn't even go over what it promotes. Okay, so the provisions were, one states that an online service provider can't be treated as the publisher of content created by a third party. The second provision says that a provider can't be held liable for taking down content it considers to be obscene, lewd, lascivious, filthy, excessively violent, harassing, or otherwise objectionable. What's wrong with that? I mean, that's fine. I mean, they shouldn't be liable for somebody posting something inappropriate. I mean, Trump just has really strong beliefs, you know, and he's a strong man, and he believes what is correct, and people have different opinions, and this is just how things work. So the government, you know, this is how checks and balances work. This is how things go. But when we involve the internet in it, it starts to get kind of scary because, you know, the internet is so, you know, I'm on it all constantly. I am on it constantly. You know, I will say though, like when I put it down and go outside and take a walk, it's one of the best feelings ever to be away from it. But just the information, the interactions with people is something that's, so when we involve internet into governments and bills and, you know, and we haven't gone over, this bill has been in place for 25 years. So, you know, what, it's just interesting. So, and why is it in the military funding bill, you know? I went over that, though, because, you know, governments and people take their opportunities to put things in there because that's their job. So I wouldn't want to be in government. That seems like a head spin. So I appreciate everybody who works for the government and tries to implement good things. But $740 billion to the military. I mean, do they keep track of what they do with that? I mean, I just like, wow, man, that's a lot of money. Interesting stuff. I'll post another. I have another one coming up later today. Message me, you know, what kind of topics you want to hear about. It's kind of interesting. You know, this is a. Man, the internet is so important. So, but I guess it would only like, what? I mean, what if it didn't pass, I mean, they would still be somewhat liable for taking down content if someone had the power and money to go after them for taking down their content. I mean, that kind of does prove a point, like, hey, why'd you take down my content? Like, you. Do you know for sure that this isn't, you know, like, have you proven, like, because some things can't be proven, you know, some things are just like speculation and science. And so there is a side to it where it's like, you know, but I don't think they should be liable. I mean, if they, like, for instance, if someone posts about, you know, saying that, like, let's see, like, it's if, you know, you know, if someone posts, or, you know, create some sort of, you know, article or post saying that, what am I thinking? I'm trying to find something, but I can't. What, you know, why, you know, why are they scared to, for this to happen? You know, why are they so wanting to keep their liability? You know, does that mean they know that they're potentially overusing their power? But I mean, in the same place, it's their power to do what they want. It's their platform. So it doesn't even matter. If they want something down that they don't agree with or have evidence that says otherwise, you know, and science is tricky because there's a lot of different evidence that supports and there's a lot of different things that... you know, like for, you know, a way, like let's say it's in something in physics, how something works. There's multiple answers for multiple things. And scientists just a lot of times disagree and, you know, say, no, it's actually this way or this way. So, no, that makes sense. They need liability. They need liability, you know, because you can't have people, you know, let's say if someone is, you know, a seriously, you know, financed and goes after them and it's just like, you know, it's their platform. They that's their choice, but it was kind of funny how he mentioned it's their First Amendment choice. No, it's their company policy choice. You know, First Amendment is free speech. They're taking down, you know, information. So, but I do agree with that, you know, the company has the right to do that, and it's their ideas, and they get to choose. Now, we just got to make sure that, you know, that's all the power they have is to do that. So, you know, and that's fine. They can take down stuff if they want, but, you know, that's as far as it should go. But I support, you know, tech and what's going on. You know, I am concerned about a couple of things, but I think it's going to work out. So, very interesting stuff. I hope you guys listened all the way through. If you guys can support me. There's a link in the description. I am, you know, I could use the help, anything I can, you know what I'm saying? And this will help support the podcast and keep me in a situation where I can be comfortable and be able to express my ideas and you know, so I appreciate you guys. Thank you for listening. I want to spread this podcast everywhere. You know, I'm getting some listeners. So I'm on multiple different platforms. I'm on Google Podcasts. So if you go on there, search for me, Good Vibes. I'm on, what's it called? I'm on Spotify. So search for me on Spotify. Run the streams up, you know, listen to which, you know, in the morning or whatever. I'm just trying to promote good vibes, you know, go over news and look at what's going on and try to, you know, figure out and predict, you know, what's going on as a 25-year-old. So, I love you guys. Thank you for listening, and I will see you on the next one.